I have been saying this over and over again, that if you hate America, and this is not a statement that should be considered controversial, you should not represent the United States of America in the Olympics. In fact, let me say it a different way. If you hate America, you shouldn't even compete in the Olympic trials. If you hate the country that you're going to represent and that you represent during the Olympic trials to get to the Olympics to then represent that country, and you actually hate this country, you should not be on the Olympics. That should not be a controversial statement. Let me take it a step further. If you do, in fact, make an Olympic team and then you decide to take a shot at the United States of America, I would argue any other Olympic athlete in the world that does this in their country should not be on their Olympic team either. You should be kicked off the team. Why am I talking about this? Another great example. Gwendolyn Berry, wearing a shirt on her head during the national anthem at the medal ceremony at the U.S. Olympic track and field trials in Eugene, Oregon. Olympian makes a USA team, then spits on USA. She's on the team, folks. Anyone out there still offering the benefit of the doubt to the entire social justice movement is a sick scam, needs look no further than the pollutant stunt Gwen Berry pulled Saturday at the U.S. Olympic track and field trials. There stood Berry, a black woman, reaching for the second time the stratosphere of American athletic achievement, and yet still lecturing about systemic racism. Quote, I feel like it was a setup, and they did it on purpose, she said of the producers playing our national anthem during the award medal ceremony. That's right, playing the national anthem during a Team USA event, the shock. She said, and I'm quoting, I was pissed, to be honest, she added. Berry, who placed third in the hammer throw, turned away from the American flag during the song and placed her hand on her hip while making faces. I'm here to represent those who died due to systemic racism, she said later. That's the important part. That's why I'm going. That's why I'm here today. Actually, she was there because she was given the opportunity to prove her medal and represent her nation, a nation that she clearly deeply hates. What's even more ironic about this argument is the fact that she says this is about systemic racism. If systemic racism were actually the problem, then Berry and what she professed it to be, she would very much not be in the Olympic trials or on the podium if we have a system of systemic racism. Gwendolyn Berry turning away from the American flag. I want you to think about this. Turning away from the American flag as the national anthem played at the medal ceremony at the U.S. track and field trials in Eugene, Oregon, is going to represent the United States of America. I want you to think about that. This is always the case with the social justice left. The national media, Democrats in Washington, celebrities, including celebrity athletes, they all support this crap. And it's true. Whether they're white or black, they condone the U.S. as a cesspool of bigotry and racism, even as their very own careers and lives see incredible fame and fortune. New York Times columnist, he's a racist, Charles Blow, who is black, wrote in early June about the racism he supposedly experienced from white gays because he's bisexual. This is not a joke. I had to work with this guy at CNN. He is literally one of the most hateful people I've ever met towards white people. He absolutely is a racist towards white people. And yet, for all of the oppression Charles Blow claims to have endured, he is apparently doing okay. In fact, he's thriving. I was even asked recently in an interview why I wasn't more gay or something to that effect, because people who followed me would most likely not know that I was part of the queer community, he wrote. I reminded my interviewer that I had written a best-selling book about my identity and that the book had been developed into an opera that will become the first opera by a black composer to be staged at New York's Metropolitan Opera in its history. Get excited. No, that's not parody. Those sentences actually appeared in print in the country's most influential news publication. And they were written by a black, non-heterosexual man who still wants the world to see him as a victim. It's how social justice works. Its advocates insist they are oppressed, always on the account of their race, gender, or sexual identity, and then they reap the rewards that come with claiming such fake grievances. Let's go back to Gwendolyn Barry competing in the women's hammer throw event. Barry will go to Tokyo to represent the United States of America. We will pay for her to go to Tokyo. The United States Olympic team will pay for her to go to the Olympics to represent the United States of America. She will have a chance to win a gold medal. And if that happens, they'll play the national anthem again. And Barry will likely disrespect it again. Why are we not kicking her off the team? I don't give a crap that she's black. I don't care if you're white, black, or anything else in between. Why the hell would we allow you the honor of representing the United States of America when you were ashamed of the United States of America at the Olympics? Why didn't she compete for another country? There are plenty of nations that take freelance Olympians for a chance at glory for their country. Happens all the time. You can defect because she doesn't want to. She wants to take all the opportunities the United States gives her and pretend like it happens despite of not because of where she was born. Why? Because it's all about her. This is what we've become in this country. It's all a con, by the way, and Barry is just the latest example of this con. A woman who hates America turns away from the American flag as the national anthem is played and says it basically triggers her. She felt like it was a setup and they did it on purpose, she said, of the producers playing her national anthem during the awards ceremony in the United States of America, playing the national anthem during a Team USA event, and she's shocked. She said, quote, "I was pissed, to be honest." Her words. So you get on stage, you get a bronze medal, you turn away from the flag, you throw a Black Lives Matter type shirt on your head, and you tell people that you're angry they play the national anthem that was a setup. Yeah. Oh, that's not all that's gotten all woke during the Olympics. Do you see what former basketball star Jalen Rose had to say? He's angry. He's been smearing the one white NBA player, Kevin Love, who made the Olympic team, quote, "as a token member of the U.S. Olympic basketball team," is just another example of why people are canceling out sports. ESPN athlete turned broadcaster decides to be angry that the Olympic team isn't all black. Yeah, isn't all black. He says that they should have put another black man on the team. Yeah, he wants to be edgy and militant. Earlier this week, USA Basketball announced that Love, a veteran power forward for the Cleveland Cavaliers, would be added to the 12-man Olympic roster. Why? Because they thought it was a good idea to have a guy that was a little bit older on there who could mentor and play some good ball. Love played in 25 games a season. He averaged in those 25 games 12.2 points, 7.4 rebounds, and 2.5 assists. That is damn good. That's really good. So following the announcement that Kevin Love will join a 12-man roster for the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, Jalen Rose on ESPN said the Cavaliers veteran doesn't deserve a spot on Team USA. Quote, "Kevin Love is on the team because of tokenism." The former NBA star who has the Renaissance Man column and podcast host for The Post, the New York Post as well, said on his Jalen and Jacoby or whatever the hell podcast Thursday, "Don't be scared to make an all-black team representing the United States of America. I'm disappointed by that, Rose said. Rose backed his comments by pointing out Love's lackluster season in Cleveland, saying, quote, "Anybody that watched the league this year knows Kevin Love did not have a stellar season, was not the best player on the team, and did not necessarily deserve to be on this squad." So he says, hey, despite being excited for the Olympics, I am disappointed that Team USA had a token selection of Kevin Love. Now imagine if somebody would have said that about a minority player. Imagine if there would have been a team with a bunch of white people on it, right? And then they said, oh, they could have just sent an all-white team. Why they put that Mexican on there, that black person on there, that Asian on there, right? Can you imagine the backlash? Oh, my goodness, it would have been out of control. Now, I want you to hear this conversation in its entirety, and I want you to think about how messed up in the head you have to be, and I'm talking about just pure racist towards white people, after you're angry that one white guy who averaged 12 2.2 points, that averaged 12.2 points, 7.4 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game, playing just 25 games because he had been dealing with some injuries. Not a bad numbers. Pretty good. Oh, no, we can't have a white guy on this team. We should have sent all black team. That would have been better. So he's angry about the white guy.
Excited about the roster, and I assume and I know we're going to win the gold. But I'm disappointed in something. As I do this show every day, I do it in front of a picture of Tommy Smith and John Carlos raising their fists at the Olympics. I also know the favoritism that Christian Laettner was shown when he got a chance to be put on the Dream Team ahead of Shaq and Alonzo, but they made it so that a college player could even get on and gave him favoritism. But this level of, and I got a word for it, Kevin Love is on the team because of tokenism. Don't be scared to make an all-black team representing the United States of America. I'm disappointed by that. Anybody that watched the league this year knows Kevin Love did not have a stellar season, was not the best player on his team, and did not necessarily deserve to be on this squad. And I'm not going to take him off the squad and not put somebody else on it. I'm going to tell you whose spot that should be. That should be a young man that was born in the Bahamas, that is a McDonald's All-American, played in high school and college in Phoenix, Arizona. DeAndre Ayton should have Kevin Love's spot.
Because Kevin Love's white, and Kevin Love doesn't deserve it. At one point, his future in Cleveland, where he won a championship, by the way, with LeBron James in 2016, was in question. During the regular season, Love apparently visibly frustrated with the team and its young core. The 32-year-old just finished the second year of a four-year, $120 million contract extension with the Cavs, who are in the midst of a major rebuild. This is a guy that they if you think he sucks, you're not paying attention. He got a four-year, $120 million contract. But we should have just sent an all-white team. Yeah, I'm going to tell you whose spot that should have been. Should have been a All-American, played in high school and college in Phoenix. Should have had Kevin Love's white spot. And I'm disappointed in Team USA for not having the courage to send an all-black team to the Olympics. Because everything's got to be about racism now. Eitan, by the way, who turns 24 in July, has no Olympic experience, but has had an incredible season in Phoenix. So therefore, he says he should have been on the team. Love, on the other hand, has championship and Olympic experience, just so you know. He helped Team USA win the gold in the 2012 Summer Olympics in London. Love was not part of the Team USA roster in Rio during the 2016 Olympic Games, all, by the way, of whom were black then. So when he says they were trying to make history, they should have not been afraid to send an all-black team. We did it in 2016! So he didn't even have his facts right. But you know what? When you're throwing down the race card, apparently you don't really need to have your facts. Team USA is not afraid of sending an all-black team. We literally did it in 2016. The reason why Kevin Love is on this team is because there's a coach of Team USA and an organization that realized it's probably not a bad idea to have a 32-year-old who's won a NBA championship and has been at an Olympic Games and has won a gold medal at those Olympic Games to be on the team to maybe shepherd and mentor some of the guys through the Olympics and the Olympic experience. That's why. Oh, no, but we shouldn't be ashamed to send an all-black team. We already did it in 2016. 2016, when it happened, by the way, no one gave a crap because they thought it was the best team. No one was complaining about no white people on the team. Did you see any guys out there yelling about how dare them not send a white guy and we shouldn't be afraid of having it, or we should have had a diverse team? Did you see any of that? Of course not, right? No, we wouldn't have any of that. That'd be too easy. That'd be way too easy. Way, 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 way too easy. In 2016, we won the gold medal. I don't remember anyone. I don't remember a single person. I want to make that very, very, very clear. I don't remember a single human being coming out and saying anything about the makeup of the team being all black. Because it didn't matter, because you had the good team and you sent the team and they won a gold medal and everybody was happy. Kevin Love clearly brings experience to this 12-man roster. Kevin Love, when he is playing, clearly can put up points. This year, yes, he was frustrated with his team. It's a rebuilding year. But when he was on the court, he was pretty darn good. But remember, we got to be woke now, folks. We got to be woke at all costs. It's all about woke. Let me give you the headline. And I want to go back to this other story for a second about this hammer thrower, Gwen Berry. She turns away from the flag, the American flag, while the U.S. the national anthem is being played at the Olympic trials for the U.S. Olympic team. She not only makes the team, but she then comes out and is angry they play the national anthem, which they do every single time they have an award ceremony. She knows that. She's an idiot. Maybe she is. And she said, quote, "I felt like it was a setup. For the past week," this is coming from ESPN, "the national anthem is played one time per evening at the U.S. Olympic track and field trials. On Saturday, the song happened to start while outspoken activist Gwen Berry was standing on the podium after receiving her bronze medal in the hammer throw. While the music played, Berry placed her left hand on her hip and fidgeted. She took a quarter turn, so she was facing the stands, not the flag. Toward the end, she plucked up her black T-shirt with the words, activist athlete, on the front and draped it over her head. Quote, "I feel like it was a setup and they did it on purpose," Berry said. "Of the timing of the anthem, I was," her words, "pissed, to be honest." Berry's reaction to the Star Spangled Banner was as notable as anything on the track on a blazing hot Saturday, the second to last day of the U.S. Olympic trials, with temperatures reaching 101 degrees on the field. Deanna Price won the event with a throw of 263 feet, 6 inches, which was nearly 7 feet longer than Berry's throw, who came in third. Price broke the meet record on 4 of her 6 throws, and the last 2 of those throws also broke the American record. Pretty amazing. So these women who are beating this woman had their moment taken away from them because everyone's talking about the third place chick grabbing that third spot by a scant 2 inches over Janie Cavazvoid. 2 inches. Berry heading to her second Olympics has promised to use her position in Tokyo to keep raising awareness, she says, about social injustice in her home country. She's ashamed of America. She hates it. Quote, "My purpose and my mission is bigger than sports. I'm here to represent those who die due to systemic racism. That's the important part. That's why I'm going. That's why I'm here today." Berry found it to be no matter of coincidence that she was front and center during the anthem. Unlike the Olympics, anthems aren't played to accompany medal ceremonies at the trials, but the hammer throwers received their awards just before the start of the evening session, which has been kicking off all week with a videotape rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. The U.S. track and field spokeswoman Susan Hazard said the national anthem was scheduled to play at 5:20 p.m. today. "We didn't wait until the athletes were on the podium for the hammer throw awards. The national anthem is played every day according to a previously published schedule. On Saturday, the music started at 5:25. And so, while Price and Anderson stood on the podium with their hands over their hearts and stared straight ahead at the American Oregon flags, Berry fidgeted and paced on the third step. Then she turned away and finally grabbed her T-shirt. They said they were going to play it before we walked out. Then they played it when we were out there," Berry said. "But I don't really want to talk about the anthem because that's not important. The anthem doesn't speak for me. It never has." This woman literally hates the United States of America. She hates our national anthem. She hates our flag. She hates our country. Why the hell are we sending her to represent the United States of America? If you don't have pride in America, you shouldn't be in the Olympics. Tell me I'm wrong. Her gestures drew virtually no reaction from the still standing, still filling stands. And they were something far less than 2 summers ago when Barry raised her fist on the podium after winning the Pan Am Games. That demonstration led to a sanction, but ultimately pushed the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee to commit to not punishing athletes who raise fists or kneel at the trials or in Tokyo. It's a potential flashpoint for Tokyo, where the IOC has said it will enforce its Rule 50 that bans demonstrations inside the lines. It's the same prohibition that got sprinter Tommy Smith and John Carlos sent home from the Mexico City Games in 1968. Price, who became only the second woman in history to crack 80 meters and figures to be going for gold along with the world record holders, had no problem sharing the stage with Barry. "I think people should say whatever they want to say. I'm proud of her," Price said. Barry said she needs to get my body right, my mind right, my spirit right for the Olympics. The women's hammer throw starts August the 1st, but Barry doesn't think she needs to be on a podium in Tokyo to have the biggest impact, saying, quote, "I don't need to do anything sports-wise. What I need to do is speak for my community, to represent my community and help my community, because that's more important than sports." That's fine. Then quit sports. Go be an activist. But if you hate America and you want to criticize America and we're the ones paying for you to go represent us, I'm sorry, that's a bad investment. I would argue that she should absolutely be kicked off the team. If you don't stand for the national anthem, then get off the stage and get off my team and take USA off your uniform. If you're not proud of America, I think that should automatically disqualify you from being in the Olympic Games. Send somebody who is proud of the United States of America. I would rather send someone that is actually running or throwing or competing for America that comes in 50th place than have someone win a medal who hates America. As long as you give it your all, that's all I can ask for. And if you go and you represent the United States of America, it should not be controversial if you turn your back on someone to say, "We're done. You can go home. We are not going to pay for you to go and represent the United States of America." That we will not do. But this is the Olympics now. We're ashamed of the white guy who we say is a token, who absolutely deserves to be on the Olympic team. The woke people are angry that we didn't send an all black team, right? All black team. We did it, by the way, before, but they'll lie to you and say, "Oh, we've never sent an all-black team." No, we have. We have sent an all-black team to the Olympics. You send a guy that has a lot of experience and people say, "Oh, you can't do that." No, you should have sent an all-black team because that's what real wokeism is. That's what really being woke is.